invite Nora and John around to dinner and hear about their experiences of fostering over big warming plates of fish pie followed by apple crumble. To them, it was a full-time job and hard work. "You get paid more by the agencies than the council," John said. "We weren't interested in the money side of it, never had been. But the kids are usually more damaged. They're ones that the council couldn't place with regular foster parents. We have meetings once a month and are monitored and given counseling," Nora said. She saw Ian's raised eyebrow and added, "Believe me, you need it." "Part of the reason I wanted to be a foster parent was that we might be able to give a better life to a little boy just like Ian had been. A little boy in need of some kindness and consistency and love to thrive. We could give that." There was a framed photo of Ian on the mantelpiece at his Aunt Mabel's house, a school photograph in which he looked so unhappy and vulnerable in a little shirt and scruffy school jumper that when I first saw it, all I wanted to do was hug the little Ian. Our time is up. I hope you will join me next time when we continue with the puppy that came for Christmas. This is Rosemary Scalessa for GARS, the Georgia Radio Reading Service.
That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for the Noon Book Hour. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for our next installment from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 47 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 30s. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Recording Library of West Texas presents audio-described Christmas movies. Today we present the 2003 movie Elf, rated PG, starring Will Ferrell, Ed Asner, and Bob Newhart.
New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. New Line Cinema presents Guy Walks Into a Bar production. A book opens, revealing a picture of an elf who comes to life in his chair.
Oh, hello. You're probably here about the story. Elves love to tell stories. I bet you didn't know that about elves. There's probably a lot of things you didn't know about elves. Another interesting elfism. There are only three jobs available to an elf. The first is making shoes at night while the old cobbler sleeps.
Lazy bum. Couldn't even make a clock.
You can bake cookies in a tree. As you can imagine, it's dangerous having an oven in an oak tree during the dry season.
I want to make shoes!
But the third job, some call it the show or the big dance. It's the profession that every elf aspires to, and that is to build toys in Santa's workshop.
Only 2 weeks left till Christmas.
It's a job only an elf can do. Our nimble fingers, natural cheer, and active minds are perfect for toy building. They tried using gnomes and trolls, but the gnomes drank too much. And the trolls weren't toilet trained. No human being has ever set foot in Santa's workshop. That is, until about 30 years ago, and as you may have guessed, that's where our story begins.
Will Ferrell, James Caan, Elf. Zoe Deschanel, Mary Steenburgen. Daniel Tay. With Edward Asner and Bob Newhart. The pages of the book continue to turn, showing humorous illustration of elves at Christmas time, surrounded by snowflakes, decorations, and presents. One elf grins broadly as he rides a bike, another is surprised by a jack-in-the-box, and another surfs on two colourful sweets. A female elf stands at the top of an ice tower. A male elf eats an ice cream, while another throws a snowball. The snowy, icy landscape is covered in red and white striped sugar canes. Written by David Berenbaum. The last pages of the book turn. Then a nun carries a tiny baby to its cot in a large nursery. She gently places the child down.
It's time to go to sleep. Maybe by next Christmas you'll have a home.
The nun lifts the bars of the cot and looks affectionately at the baby.
Merry Christmas, my angel.
As she leaves the nursery, a large sack drops down into the fireplace, soon followed by a thick bearded Santa in his red and white costume. The baby turns to watch as he walks across the polished wooden floor in his black leather boots towards the milk and biscuits. The baby stands and looks at the sack of presents as Father Christmas eats one of the biscuits. When he turns round, the cot's empty. Santa chews slowly and thoughtfully, his thick white beard blending against the white furry ruff of his red coat and his white furry hat. The baby crawls quickly across the floor towards the sack of toys. Elves dressed in brightly coloured costumes with pointed hats and shoes dance and laugh as Father Christmas walks through their workshop.
We've had another very successful year. So, after all that hard work, it's time to start preparations for next Christmas.
Santa notices something moving inside his sack of toys.
What in the name of Sam Hill is that?
All the elves turn to look as the baby from the orphanage crawls out. Then one of them reads a label on its nappy.
Little Buddy Diapers.
His name is Buddy. He must have snuck into your sack at the orphanage. What do we do?
So, Santa had a decision to make. Fortunately, when it comes to babies, Santa's a pushover. So Buddy stayed with an older elf who had always wanted a child, but had been so committed to building toys, he had forgotten to settle down.
Santa!
Yes, I raised Buddy. I was his adopted father. Though Buddy grew twice as fast, he wasn't any different from the other children.
Not too fast, Buddy.
I mean, not really.
Now, before we learn how to build the latest in extreme graphic chipset processors, let's recite the code of the elves, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Buddy is three times the size of all the other elves.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
And one day, when Buddy was old enough, I made him my own personal apprentice.
Never been in this room before.
Well, I think it's time you start your tinker training.
Santa's sleigh.
If you're going to help me make it fly.
I thought the magical reindeer made the sleigh fly.
And where did the reindeer get their magic from?
Christmas spirit. Everybody knows that.
Well, as silly as it sounds, a lot of people down south don't believe in Santa Claus.
What? Who do they think puts all their toys under the tree?
Well, there's a rumor floating around that the parents do it.
That's ridiculous. I mean, parents couldn't do that all in one night. What about Santa's cookies? I suppose parents eat them too?
Yeah, I know. I know. And every year, less and less people believe in Santa Claus. I mean, we have a real energy crisis on our hands.
Oh.
I mean, just see how low the clausometer is.
That's shocking.
That's why I came up with this little beauty in the 60s.
He flicks some switches on the dashboard.
What is it?
It's a Kringle 3000, a 500 reindeer power jet turbine engine. Without it, the sleigh couldn't get more than a few feet off the ground. Well, looks like we got a short on the thermocoupler. You want to give me a hand with that?
You want me to help?
As much as Buddy was accepted by his family and friends, there were a few drawbacks to being a human in an elf's world.
The elves sit at a long workbench, merrily making toys. Then there's Buddy, who looks like a giant amongst the little elves. He's frowning as he concentrates and turns round warily as one of the supervisors watches him.
Hey, Ming Ming. I'm gonna be a little bit short on today's quota.
It's all right, buddy. Just how many extra sketches did you get finished? Come on, buddy, how many?
I made, 85.
The other elves stop and look up in shock.
85? That puts you 915 off the pace.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
No, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. We all just have different talents, that's all.
Seems like everyone else has the same talents except for me.
You have lots of talents. Special talents, in fact. Like, special talents?
You changed batteries in the smoke detector?
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Triple A's. In 6 months, you'll have to check them again. Won't he?
Yeah, and you're the only baritone in the elf choir. You bring us down a whole octave.
In a good way.
See, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. You're just special.
And so, Buddy was sent where the special elves work.
He tests the jack-in-the-box, which scares him when it springs out. But he puts it to one side, ticks it off, and nervously tries another. It shocks him again when it bursts open, but Buddy ticks it off and tries another. He winces in expectation, and when it doesn't work, he leans over it as he makes a note on his list. Ming Ming.
Hey, Fung Fung. I hate to do this to you, but think you can help me pick up the slack on those Etch-a-Sketches?
No problem.
I appreciate it. Buddy's killing me. Ernie got Lum Lum and Choo Choo pulling doubles.
It's quick thinking yesterday with that special talents thing.
I feel bad for the guy. Just hope he doesn't get wise.
Well, if he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, I don't think he ever will.
Buddy overhears and turns away in shock.
If he hasn't figured out he's a human by now, I don't think he ever will.
A shoe fitting.
I think they're too small.
Struggling to fit in the shower. Trying to sleep on a bed that's way too small for him. Photos of him towering above the other elves. Then he's looking down at an elf.
You don't look so good, buddy. Are you okay?
I'll be okay. I just need a glass of water.
He faints and lands on top of him. Buddy hurries outside, cracking his head on the overhanging porch, then runs across the snow to his house. He knocks over the small dining table, crouches through a little door, then sits down on a tiny toilet.
Buddy, are you okay?
I'm sorry, Papa. Just need some alone time.
Buddy, I think we have to talk. Buddy,
I think there's something I probably should tell you. You probably should have found out a long time ago.
I then proceeded to tell Buddy of how his father had fallen in love when he was very young with a beautiful girl named Susan Wells, and how Buddy was born and put up for adoption by his mother, and how she had later passed away. I told him his father had never even known that Buddy was born, and most importantly, I told him where his father was, in a magical land called New York City.
My dad works there?
Empire State Building.
Buddy runs across the snow, past some animals.
Hey, Buddy, want to pick some snowberries?
Not now, Arctic Puffin!
A snowman.
Hello, Buddy.
Oh. Hi, Leon.
Why the long face, partner?
It seems I'm not an elf.
Of course you're not. You're 6'3" and had a beard since you were 15.
Papa says my real father lives in a magical place far away. I don't know what to do.
At least you have a daddy. I was just rolled up one day and left out here in the cold.
But the thing is, I've never even left the North Pole.
Buddy, I've been around the world many times when I was a young cumulus nimbus cloud. It's a wonderful place filled with wondrous creatures, except dogs. Oh, by the way, don't eat the yellow snow.
Oh, I know that.
All I'm saying is this might be the golden opportunity to find out who you really are.
So, I hear you're going on a little journey to the big city.
Yep. Kind of nervous. Leon says New York is pretty different.
Oh, don't pay attention to Leon. He's never been anywhere. He doesn't have any feet. I've been in New York thousands of times.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's it like?
Well, there are some things you should know. First off, you see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not free candy.
Oh.
Second, there are like 30 Ray's pizzas. They all claim to be the original, but the real one's on 11th. And if you see a sign that says Peep Show, that doesn't mean that they're letting you look at presents before Christmas.
Can't wait to see my dad. We're going to go ice skating and eat sugar plums.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. You know, Buddy, your father, well, he's on the naughty list.
No!
Walter's in the book.
You're taking the books back?
See, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to make me feel bad, when in actuality, you're the one that missed the payments.
But the children love the books.
I know that. You know, I'm the one that ran the focus groups, but I like hearing that.
Listen, some people, they just lose sight of what's important in life. That doesn't mean they can't find their way again, huh? Maybe all they need is just a little Christmas spirit.
Well, I'm good at that.
I know you are.
As Santa walks away, Papa Elf steps forward and holds up the New York snow globe for Buddy to take.
I'll always be here for you.
Buddy bends down and hugs him.
Now, go. Get.
He walks out into the evening, dressed in his green coat, pointed hat, yellow tights, and black curly shoes. He waves to the animals.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Buddy.
Bye, Buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Buddy jumps onto a
Bye-bye.
Sheet of floating ice.
Bye, Buddy.
He stands as it slowly drifts away from the shore. Then, the unicorn-like spike of a narwhal rises up out of the water.
Bye, Buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal. Bye.
It sinks back down under the water, and Buddy sits on his ice block as it floats off out to sea. Daytime, and Buddy steps onto a land of giant striped sugar canes. Flying over forests of fir trees covered in snow and past steep mountainsides. Buddy hikes along a thick, snowy mountain ridge. Then he's walking along a snowy path through a forest dappled with sunshine when a raccoon pads in front of him.
Hey! What's your name? My name's Buddy.
It backs away from him. Then stands and hisses.
Does someone need a hug?
Buddy reaches down to hug it, but the raccoon leaps at his throat.
I just wanted a hug!
Now Buddy's walking through a leaf-covered forest in the grey light of dusk and comes to a rain-splashed road. After looking both ways, he sets off. A stream of traffic drives through a tunnel, which Buddy's fearfully edging his way along. He reaches the end and stops, sheltering his eyes from the sun that shines behind the tall spire of the Empire State Building in New York City. And every time it rains, Buddy walks through the crowd in his elf outfit and waves at a man flagging down a cab.
Hi. Hello.
He giggles as his shoes are cleaned at a shoe shine.
Be shining your umbrella. He's up, upside down and
trending for a. He excitedly goes into a cafe offering the world's best cup of coffee.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you. Hi. Now come over here, boy.
Sam. Buddy jumps across the white lines of a zebra crossing. He runs after a man in a red tracksuit.
Sit.
All of it down.
Thank you.
He cautiously picks some gum off a railing, sniffs it, then pops it in his mouth and chews. He picks up another piece and eats that as well, then eagerly looks for more. He finds several bits under the railing and shoves them in his mouth. Then he's running round and round in a revolving door. He comes out and staggers dizzily. Then throws up in a rubbish bin. Buddy goes back for another spin in the door. Then he's taking more flyers from the people in the street.
Thank you.
You know what? No.
Thank you.
No. All right, get out of here.
Buddy walks down the street holding his snow globe. Then he holds it up in front of the Empire State Building to compare. Now he's in the foyer looking up in awe at the grey marble interior as he walks towards the lifts. Buddy goes into one alone, unsure of what it is, and panics as the doors close on him. They open again and a man steps in.
Hello.
Buddy copies him and presses a button, which lights up.
Oh, beautiful.
He presses more, then the whole panel. The man nods to himself, irritated.
Looks like a Christmas tree.
A reprint. You know how much that's going to cost?
Two whole pages are missing. The story doesn't make any sense.
Well, you think some kid's going to notice two pages? I mean, all I do is look at pictures.
Sorry I can't ride with you the rest of the way up, but this is where my dad works. Well, have a good time. Oh, I forgot to give you a hug.
Well, I don't know, Connie. I've never declawed kittens before. How many? 8? I don't know if I'm going to have time. Well, all right. Just bring them by the camper this week and I'll see what I can do. I'm not going to charge you. Just bring them by and I'll see what I can do.
Excuse me. I'm here to see a Walter Hobbs. I'm Buddy the Elf.
You look hilarious. Who sent you?
Papa Elf.
Papa Elf?
Mm-hmm. From the North Pole.
From the North Pole?
Yes.
So you really think we should ship him?
No. I think we should take a $30,000 bath so some kid can understand what happened to a puppy and a friggin' pigeon. Ship him. Yeah.
Mr. Hobbs, it's me on the intercom.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Walter looks at Buddy, bemused.
All right, let's get it over with.
I walked all day and night to find you.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from. Santa must have called you.
Oh, yeah, sure. He just got off the cell phone with me.
You did?
So, go on.
Go on with what?
Well, are you going to sing a song or something, or can I just go back to work?
A song? Yeah. Anything for you, Dad. I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and he wants me to sing him a song. And, I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you!
Well, that was weird. You know, usually you guys just, put my name in the jingle bells or something.
It's me, your son. Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you. But now I'm here. It's me, Buddy.
Susan Wells. You said Susan Wells?
Yes.
Who sent this Christmas gram?
What's a Christmas gram? I want one.
I think we should call security.
Good idea.
I like to whisper, too. It's okay. Walter's my father.
Well, your dad's busy right now.
Okay, I'll come back later.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to come back for a while, okay? You're going to go back to Santa Land.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you go back to Gimbel's?
The security guards laugh as Buddy walks sadly away down the street. But when he sees the big Gimbel's store with a huge toy soldier outside it, he smiles and crosses the road towards it without looking. He's hit, but bounces up again.
Sorry.
Buddy enters the large bright store with Christmas trees and presents decorating the whole place. He walks up to a saleswoman.
Passion fruit spray?
Fruit spray? Sure.
He sprays it into his mouth. Buddy approaches an escalator and hesitates before trying to step onto the moving staircase.
Sorry.
He tries again.
Sorry.
People stand behind him and watch.
Do you want to go?
They gesture for him to carry on, so Buddy puts one foot on the step and keeps the other on the floor until he's doing the splits and ascends in that position.
Ginormous!
For that special someone.
He holds up some kinky Santa lingerie.
Hey, come here.
Me?
Yes.
The member of staff strides towards him.
What are you doing down here? You're not supposed to be down here. You shop on your break. You don't come get upstairs.
Hey, I didn't know.
Well, you should know.
Are you mad at me?
No.
I'm sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Just do your job.
Okay. Wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for an announcement. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Oh, hi. Santa's coming.
The large boss and smaller employee look at each other. Then the boss slowly backs away from Buddy, nodding his head. An attractive blonde worker elf stands on a ladder decorating the Christmas tree and senses Buddy watching her.
Are you enjoying the view?
You are very good at decorating that tree.
Why are you messing with me? Did Krampa put you up to this?
I'm not messing with you. It's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world!
Please stop talking to me.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
Go away.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, but I just choose not to sing. Especially in front of other people.
Well, if you sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Wait. I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing!
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is!
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys. See?
Attention all Gimbal shoppers. Please make your final purchases. We'll be closing in 10 minutes.
Well, it's time for me to go home.
But Santa's coming. There's so much to do.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
Buddy.
Joey.
She heads out.
Jovi.
The lights in the store go out, and as a security guard leaves the North Pole, Buddy starts decorating it. He pulls the white stuffing out of pillows and nails it onto Santa's grotto like snow. He cuts snowflakes out of paper, wraps fairy lights around the pillars, and builds an Empire State Building out of plastic bricks. He uses little coloured lights to write letters on blackboards, then pulls off long strips of brown paper to wrap presents. A mother and son are eating at home when Walter joins them.
I'm gonna eat in the bedroom, okay? I got a bunch of stuff to go over.
Are you sure?
I'm just way behind on a bunch of stuff.
He takes his plate out.
Can I eat in my room?
No.
Why not? Dad's eating in his room. I got a bunch of homework to go over and I'm way behind on a bunch of stuff.
You're eating here.
Walter's looking through his old school yearbook and finds the photograph of him playing guitar while Susan rests her head on his shoulder. He looks away sadly for a moment, then back at the picture again. Next day at the store, the lights come on to reveal an elaborately decorated North Pole. The whole grotto is covered in snow with a Welcome Santa sign above it. Paper snowflakes, lights and tinsel cover the walls. Buddy hears the distant singing. He peers down the corridor towards the sound.
And Father will be pacing the floor. So really I'd better...
Jovi's in the shower.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think.
Buddy's sitting cross-legged on the wash basins.
I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take your hand, your hair.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
She stops and frowns when she hears him, then warily pokes her head out from behind the shower curtain.
Get out! Don't look at me! Get out!
Buddy crashes into the lockers. Walter's walking along a crowded New York street. He stops outside Gimbel's and slowly looks behind him into one of the large display windows, in which Buddy is lying fast asleep. Walter watches him with an alarmed expression. Then Buddy wakes up and gets excited when he sees his father.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
Dad! Hi! Together it's with me! You.
Walter walks away, embarrassed. Now Buddy's striding through the foyer of the Empire State Building, clutching a present and turning his head away from the security guards.
Hey, it's okay, sir. I just have a gift for my dad.
Okay, I'll take this.
Okay, well, just make sure he knows it's from me, Buddy, his son, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And I love him so much, and I think he's the greatest dad in the world. You guys are so strong.
Children and parents queue up outside the North Pole.
We're snuggled up together.
A toy train whistles round the tracks that ring New York buildings made of plastic bricks. And the boss walks around open-mouthed as he looks at all the new festive decorations. In particular, he stares at a picture of the Mona Lisa drawn on an etch-a-sketch. Buddy watches Jovi work.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Come here. I want to talk to you.
What do you want to talk to me about?
How come you were in the women's locker room this morning?
I heard you singing.
You sure it had nothing to do with the fact that I was naked in the shower?
I didn't know you were naked. Why were you here so early?
They shut my water off. What were you doing here so early?
Building this?
You built this?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of pissed about this.
Really?
Hey, guys. Have you seen the place?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's a little too good. Corporate must have sent in a professional. I don't know why somebody's gunning for my job. But look, let's remain a team, okay? Because if I go, we all go. If you get wind of anything, call me on my radio. Channel 3. Code word is Santa's got a brand new bag, okay? 6-inch ribbon curls, honey.
That's impossible.
6 inches.
By the way, I think you have the most beautiful singing voice in the whole wide world.
She looks touched. Then Buddy turns and sees Father Christmas.
Santa!
Buddy cheers in front of the children.
It's me, Buddy! It's me!
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
It's me! Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am!
Well, if you're Santa, what song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course! So, how old are you, son?
4.
You're a big boy. What's your name?
Paul.
And what can I get you for Christmas?
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Let the kid talk.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy. Hello.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake.
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead? Huh? No, he's kidding.
You stink.
I think you're gonna have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay.
He pulls his beard off.
He's an imposter!
Santa attacks him.
He's a fake!
As Buddy gets away, Santa bundles him again, then picks up a metal pole. He swings at Buddy, destroying the model buildings as the boss comes in. He dives on top of Santa, knocking him to the floor.
She's not Santa!
Someone special.
Walter looks at the present Buddy left for him, then opens the box and lifts out a card with "To Dad" written on the front. Inside is the photo of Walter with Susan and the words "Love, Buddy" alongside a drawing of an elf. Walter frowns, then lifts out the saucy Santa lingerie and holds it up as his secretary comes in.
What's that?
Intercom.
He shoves it in a drawer.
Yeah?
Mr. Hobbs, the police are on line one.
Police. Hello?
Buddy's sitting on a bench by the wall in a crowded holding cell. He watches nervously as two prisoners do pull-ups on a bar in front of him. A guard opens the door, with Walter standing behind him.
Dad! I knew that you'd come. I'd love you for coming. Officer Tom, this is my dad. This is Walter. Okay? He bailed me out. They gave me one phone call. I said, I know who I'm going to call. Walter Hobbs. Sure enough, you showed up. You did. They said you weren't going to show up. They told me so many times.
Just who the heck are you and what is your problem?
I'm Buddy. I'm your son.
Tell me, where'd you get this picture?
Papa Elf gave it to me.
This is some kind of game. What do you want, some money?
No, I just wanted to meet you, and I thought you might want to meet me.
Walter lets him go again, composing himself.
Wouldn't want to meet you.
I thought maybe we could make gingerbread houses and eat cookie dough and go ice skating and maybe even hold hands.
Come with me.
Okay.
Walter marches out, and when Buddy reaches for his hand, he slaps him away.
Okay. What have we got here?
A doctor walks into his surgery, where Buddy's sitting on the bed, eating balls of cotton wool, watched closely by Walter.
Buddy don't eat those.
When Walter tries to stop him, Buddy makes one vanish, then reappear behind Walter's ear.
You gotta really hurry up, Walter, because I'm double booked the rest of the afternoon.
You're my sick.
Yeah, but that's not what we're here. We're here to do a test. Come on.
What kind of test?
Just a test to find out if you're my son or not.
Why am I sitting on paper?
Because it's sanitary for the other patients. Now sit still so I can do the finger prick.
Finger prick? It's cold.
Yeah, just please sit still, please.
Okay, can I listen to your necklace?
No, you can't. Can you just sit still?
Why is there a skeleton?
I don't know. Walter,
swim,
could you please,
like
could you please have him sit still so I can do this?
No, he hasn't got a name. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm just waiting.
Would you please sit still? Please. He got mad at me. Yes, he did. He did. The sooner you sit still, the sooner we can get this mess over with.
Okay, then can we eat sugar plums?
You betcha. We'll eat sugar plums, gingerbread houses, and we'll even paint eggs.
Well, paint eggs. That's easier.
The doctor pricks him.
My finger has a heartbeat.
Won't hurt so much after a little. What's your name?
Buddy.
I'm Carolyn.
Hi. What do you want for Christmas?
As Susie talks a lot.
I'll put in a good word with the big man.
Thanks. Your costume is pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf. Well, technically I'm a human, but I was raised by elves.
Oh, I'm a human. Raised by humans.
Cool.
Buddy eats the cotton wool he's been holding on his finger.
So? It's a boy. Huh? Buddy's your son.
That's very impossible. You saw that guy. He's certifiably insane.
He's probably just reverting to a state of childlike dependency. An elf. What he needs is to be nurtured.
So, you'd like me to breastfeed him?
Well, to just... bring him home, introduce him to Emily and Michael, and once he comes to terms with reality, he should drop the whole elf thing and move on with his life. I mean, that's what I would do if I were you.
Oh, my God, Walter, this is wonderful. You have another son.
Wonderful. Gosh, I guess I never really thought of it that way.
This is incredible. It's a little complicated, but it's nothing
honey,
that we can't handle. What?
He thinks he's an elf.
I'm sorry, what?
He thinks he's a Christmas elf.
Oh, come on, Walter. I'm sure he doesn't actually think he's an elf.
And then I traveled to the seven levels of the candy cane forest, past the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops, and then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Eating in their apartment, which Buddy has decorated, Walter and his wife look at each other in amazement. Then they all watch as he downs an entire big bottle of fizzy drink.
So where were you for the last 30 years?
The North Pole.
Can you pass the maple syrup, please?
I didn't put... it's spaghetti.
You know what? I think I have something.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes!
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
So, will you be staying with us then?
You mean I can stay?
Of course you can.
Emily.
How long do you think you'll be with us?
I hadn't really planned it out, but I was thinking, like, forever.
Emily, can I just speak to you for a minute in the kitchen, please? Are you crazy? He cannot stay here.
Clearly, he has some serious issues. We can't just throw him out in the snow.
Why not? He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Walter, he's your son.
Buddy burps.
Did you hear that?
You are so weird.
Dad?
Buddy's in bed.
Dad! Dad!
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
What?
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
I am not gonna tuck you in.
I promise I'll go right to sleep.
Walter walks over to the fold-out sofa bed and starts tucking the blankets in around Buddy, who then pulls him on top of him.
Tickle free! Tickle free! Tickle free! Tickle free! Sorry.
Walter stands up again.
You just lay there and go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad?
Hmm?
I love you.
Okay. Go to sleep now.
He turns out the light.
Well, this is really something. I'm usually the one making breakfast.
A plate of pasta.
That's good. That's good.
Buddy pours maple syrup on it, then eagerly watches her eat.
Oh, that's good.
Good?
Good.
God.
So did you sleep okay last night?
Great. I got a full 40 minutes. And I had time to build that rocking horse.
Oh my gosh, you actually made that? Where did you get all the wood?
From the TV cabinet. Walter walks through the sitting room, angrily ripping down one of the many paper chains that crisscross the ceiling. In the kitchen.
Morning, honey.
Morning, Dad.
Walter.
Hmm?
Buddy has made us breakfast. Isn't that nice?
Hmm.
And lunch.
And lunch. Hmm. Bye.
So, Dad, how many scoops?
I'll stick with the coffee now, thanks.
So, Dad, I planned out our whole day. First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
I've got to go to work, buddy. Oh, and another thing. If you're going to be staying here, you should think about, you know, getting rid of the costume.
But I've worn this my whole life.
You're not in the North Pole any longer. Look, you want to make me happy, don't you?
More than anything.
Then lose the tights. I mean, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Buddy pulls them down.
I almost forgot my...
Walter leaves his apartment building.
Walter here.
It worked! It's you!
How'd you get this number?
Emily left an emergency list.
I see. And, is this an emergency?
There's a horrible noise coming from the evil box underneath the window. It sounds like this.
It's not evil, buddy. It's a radiator, and the heat makes noise when it comes on.
No, it doesn't. It's very evil. It's scary to look at. It's... Okay. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's fine. You're right.
Okay, good. I'm going to hang up now.
I love you. I'll call you in 5 minutes.
No, but buddy, don't... You don't have to call me, okay?
Good idea. You call me.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
I painted a picture of a butterfly.
Good. I'm going to hang up now.
I drew the piano.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Buddy eats a huge spoonful of spaghetti, which he's covered in sweets and syrup. He breaks up a waffle over it and smashes it all together with his hands, then shoves it in his mouth.
Pops.
Hey! How you doing?
Please sit down. I haven't seen you since the retreat. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you very much. You as well. What do I owe the pleasure?
Oh, to be honest, I got a call from my niece. She wants to know how a certain puppy and a certain pigeon escaped the clutches of a certain evil witch.
Believe me, we're already looking for new printers. This one has obviously gotten a little sloppy.
Maybe it isn't the printer that's gotten sloppy. That's your signature, right?
You know, we could sit here and point fingers all day.
I've got news for you. Even if those two pages were in there, the book still would have sucked. Have you seen the numbers for this quarter?
They'll be here today.
They're in. That friggin' puppy and pigeon are tanking hard, Hobbs. My people estimate we're gonna post a -8 for this quarter.
-8! That does not happen! You know, we'll bounce back. No.
We're gonna ship a new book the first quarter.
First quarter?
I'm going to be back in town on the 24th. At that time, I would love to hear in exact detail what your plans are for this new book.
Wait a minute. The 24th, that's Christmas Eve.
And?
No problem. It'd be great to have you in the loop.
At school.
All right. I got every weapon in the game. I got full health.
Michael!
It's me, Buddy!
You know that guy?
No, I've never seen him before.
It's me, Buddy! Your brother!
Oh, man.
No, Michael! Wait! It's your brother, Buddy! Sorry! Michael!
Michael walks away, quickly.
Michael, wait up! Michael!
Wow, you're fast. I'm glad I caught up to you. I waited 5 hours for you. Why is your coat so big? So, good news. I saw a dog today. Have you seen a dog? You probably have. How was school? Was it fun? Did you get a lot of homework? Huh? Do you have any friends? Do you have a best friend? Does he have a big coat too?
Go away!
A kid throws a snowball at him.
Son of a nutcracker!
Then at Michael.
Run!
They run through a hail of flying snowballs and dive for cover behind some rocks.
Oh no! These guys are bad news. We better get out of here.
You know what? We can take them. Okay, just start making as many snowballs as you can.
Michael makes one snowball, while Buddy amasses a whole pile of them. Buddy stands up, catching an armful of snowballs, and launches them super fast at their attackers. His arm is a blur. He dives, dodging one coming towards him, and scores a direct hit in a boy's face.
Man, one got away.
Snowball.
As the last boy runs off, Buddy launches a single snowball, which flies through the air and floors him.
Wow. Where did you say you were from?
Oh, yeah. Now they run into the store, playfully chasing each other. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow. They race through the bed department and bounce along a long line of beds from one to the next. They jump up and down in a lift.
I wish Dad were here. This is the greatest dad in the whole wide world.
Are you kidding? It's the worst dad in the world.
What do you mean?
All he does is work.
Working's fun.
Not the way he does it. All he cares about is money. He doesn't care about you, or me, or anybody.
Well, he is on the naughty list.
As they walk into the North Pole, Buddy stares at Jovi.
You like her?
Like who?
The girl you're staring at.
Oh, yeah.
She waves.
I'll dress her up.
Out?
You know, on a date? To eat food?
Food?
Yes, real food, not candy. And if she says yes, you're in. It's like a secret code girls have.
Well, look who it is.
Hi, Jovi.
Hi.
Oh, this is Michael.
I'm his brother.
Hi. So what are you doing here? Did Gimbel's give you your job back?
No. But things worked out pretty good. They gave me a restraining order.
Well, you should probably get out of here.
Oh!
But I really wanted to see you, and I think you're beautiful, and I feel really warm when I am around you, and my tongue swells up.
She smiles, confused.
So, do you want to go eat food?
Do I want to eat food?
Mm-hmm. You know, the code. Food.
Well, I just had my lunch break.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Then I'm free on Thursday.
Thursday!
Come on, that'd be great.
Michael ushers him out.
What should we put on it first?
Lights!
Oh, good. And then after that...
Ornaments!
What the hell's that?
A Christmas tree!
A Christmas tree?
Buddy dropped it down in the park!
Emily?
I don't know what you're making such a big deal about. They were just having a little fun.
Well, fun. So felonies are fun now. I thought, see, felonies were felonies.
Okay, the tree thing was bad. I'll get him to plan another one. But at least Michael is happy for once.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't think it's any secret, Walter, that you haven't exactly been there for him.
Tell you what, why don't we just pull him out of school and let the deranged elf man raise him? Then they can have lots of fun committing felonies.
How are we going to get the star on top?
I got it.
Buddy takes the star and leaves the room. Then he runs back in and bounces off the sofa onto the tree, which falls down.
I mean, what are we going to do? We can't leave him alone here. He's going to destroy the place. Why don't you take off tomorrow? You know, and you could stay home and watch him.
No, I can't stay home tomorrow. I have a budget meeting tomorrow.
Well, honey, I can't take off. I'm one bad pitch away from getting fired. One.
Well, I tell you what, I have an idea then. Why don't you take Buddy to work with you?
They both wear matching overcoats and suits to work.
Hey, Walter.
Morning, Jack.
Morning, Jack.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Hobbs.
Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah. It's a nice purple dress. It's very purpley.
Francisco.
How's it going, Mr. Hobbs?
Francisco, that's fun to say. Francisco.
Hi. Do you remember me?
I do. I didn't recognize you.
I know. I'm in work clothes.
She brings them coffee.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Deb.
Deb, you have such a pretty face. You should be on a Christmas card.
You just made my day.
Buddy drinks it sitting in the corner and grimaces.
Ugh.
He takes another sip.
Buddy, you don't have to drink that.
Thank you.
Buddy puts the cup down and picks up a children's book called Pygmalion, while Walter goes back to his work.
Francisco.
Buddy?
Am I too loud?
Just a little.
Sorry.
Buddy puts his hand up.
Yes, Bud.
Why is your name on the desk?
I bought the desk. My name's there so no one steals it.
That's a joke, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, buddy, that's a joke.
So, what are we going to build?
We don't do that kind of work here, pal.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Put that down. Hello?
please, don't touch anything.
Sorry.
Walter thinks for a moment, then stands up excitedly and faces